This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Bum 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 bum.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
Let's make that one last.
Welcome back.
You've read the title. I don't know exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah, me neither.
But it'll be alluding to the fact that this is a very special, sad but exciting episode today.
Yeah.
We'll get into more of it after we roll the intro. But if it's been a couple months, and you're like, where the heck are the new episodes? I hope you're listening to this right now because it'll answer all your questions. But yeah, maybe we'll roll the intro, then we'll explain.
I think so.
The intro. This is the AA meeting. Welcome to our podcast.
Fuck.
I said the.
Abby, do you want to kick it off?
Yeah. Okay. So as we've said in like probably the past like 4 or 5 episodes that we've been pre-recording because I've been away.
Yeah. So as of this point, you would have been in Germany for what? 2 months, 3 months?
Like 2.5 months.
That's crazy.
I know, right? But yeah, so we kind of came to the conclusion as we're pre-recording these that it is potentially physically impossible to pre-record for the entire time that I'm gone.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it's probably possible, but I can't guarantee the episodes would be good or we would have like things to talk about.
Exactly.
So, and like today we've only done, this is our second episode today, but like usually we do like 3 or 4 and it's just like.
Very draining.
Yeah. We've each got about 6 episodes on our laptops ready to be, well, Abby's more on top of it than I am. I have about 6 there waiting to be edited. Yeah, it's just a lot. So we thought maybe it's time for a little hiatus.
Yes.
Not in the One Direction sense where we say hiatus and never come back.
Yes.
This is a legit hiatus.
Yeah.
We don't have an exact comeback date yet because Abby's going to stay and do some traveling, and as she should. But we will be back. This is not the end of AA.
Yeah, we'll be back. I mean, this will be 2024 when this episode comes out. Mm-hmm. But we'll be back like a couple months in.
Yeah. But keep an eye out on like particularly I think Instagram will probably be the first to know about any updates on that. But yeah, we just thought we'll take a few months and then come back bigger and better and stronger.
Yeah, because then we can actually plan a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we wanted to have some time apart to think about like what we want to do
with, like a breakup.
With the pod. I know. To better ourselves so that we can be better together. But like literally. Yeah. And then we want to like revamp it.
Yeah.
Because we've kind of had the same set. I'll use that word like lightly. Wait, is that the right way to say it? I'll use that word.
Yeah.
Like because it's been the same setup, but just a different couch.
Yeah.
You know? And we want to like revamp it better for you guys. We want to like brand it better,
ideas.
Market it better.
Yeah.
Do guests. Yeah. Like.
And I think the thing too is like, we always say this, but we started this in COVID. We both are performers. So this was just kind of like a little passion project. And then obviously it like became a much bigger thing as time went on. But by that point, like when you get back, I will have graduated uni. So I won't be studying full time. You'll be hopefully between contracts, you know, like with something else lined up. So we'll have a bit more time to put into it too. Like, it's not like this isn't a priority, but it is so hard balancing it with
because like
else.
This is my 4th job.
Yeah.
It's not 4th on the list, but like I have 3 other jobs that I juggle. You know, it's just like it's a lot.
But yeah, it's it'll be exciting because we can really throw ourselves into it, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just don't think we would be getting great content for the first few months of next year.
No, and we did talk about the whole, like, we could Zoom.
Yeah.
I could be there, you could be here, but I just don't think, well, we just don't think logistically that would work.
Yeah, and I think it would, like, it would take something away from, like, I think this works because it's just two losers sitting on a couch.
Two girls hanging out and people listen to us as they're hanging out with us.
Yeah. You know? And I just don't think it would feel the same with like the delay from like,
yeah, like
Germany to
we're
Sydney.
We're quite like our content's about what we got up to recently, yeah, and then like our banter bounces off each other.
Mm.
As you said, with the delay, you'd say something funny and I'd be like, what? Like, because yeah, I can't hear, you know, like it's just.
Yes, but this is exciting. This is not sad.
No, it is exciting.
We were saying before, it's a bit weird. We were like setting up and we were like, it's crazy. We're not going to do this for a long time.
I know, because we've done it every single week for 3 years.
Excluding that weird little accidental hiatus we had in the middle there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but we thought we'd take a little trip down memory lane.
Yeah, a special episode today.
Yeah, Abby and I have each got some AA-related questions about our experience since having the podcast and all sorts of things. Well, I don't really know what yours are about, but that's yeah, the gist of mine. And we thought we'd ask each other and answer and have a lovely time.
Yeah.
A nice little way to tie a bow on this season.
I feel like we should have a cocktail.
Oh.
But I'm driving after this. But like yeah, that would be – just imagine we've got a cocktail.
Yeah. Also, I've decided I'm not drinking anymore after your Oktoberfest thing, which we never talked about.
Oh.
I'll still like have a champers at Christmas and like at
you're done big now events,
but I think I'm done for a while. Yeah. Because yesterday I was like, I just don't feel right. I wasn't hungover, but I just was like, I think I would feel better if there was no alcohol in my system.
Yeah.
Anyway. And like you won't be here. So it's like, what's the point? You know?
No one to push you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to quickly touch on Oktoberfest or do you want to?
Let's do it really quick.
Okay.
So we had an episode come out in October. Our Oktoberfest one where I announced me going to Germany. Anyway, that night we had the party and it was wild. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone dressed up as little German girls and boys.
Yep.
I bought sausages. We had those on the Barbie. Yep. Like,
it was so much fun. And it was supposed to be like a pub golf game. But we were just having so much fun that we ended up literally like having pre's for hours. And then going to the pub down the road. And we were a hit, by the way, in the pub.
Yes.
Like we walked in and everyone was like, what?
So the pub
earth?
Down the road is kind of like a
it's an old man pub.
It's an old man pub, yeah. And so I was like, okay, it's midnight. We're gonna get let in here, even with our outfits on. Like they're not gonna reject us from coming in here. Mm. As soon as we got in, all the heads turned, but in a good way. Yeah. It wasn't like judging. It was like, wow, look at these youngsters. And it turns out that Friday, Saturday nights are karaoke night.
Yes.
So we did get up and we did slay Black Betty.
Bow wow now.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to throw me under the bus there. I didn't get up for karaoke. But because I like genuinely think I would have broken out in hives and vomited, even though it was in front
it
of a bunch of
old men. It wasn't
that
bad though.
No, I know. And it was the funniest thing I've ever watched in my entire life. And it was such a pleasure and an honor to witness. But like I physically couldn't have done it. I didn't have it in me.
So they said to us that we might not get it in time because it was quite late and they finish it at like just after midnight.
Mm.
And so I was like, oh, we'll just put it down and like it'll be funny if we get up. If not, like it's fine. And I've never done karaoke in front of people. I've only ever done that one at Strike where it's a private room.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, next song, I reckon they made us skip the queue because they wanted to watch what we got. Next one they go, okay, Abby, Amy, Kirby, Yasmin and Indy to the stage. And I stood up and I was like, fuck. No one's going to come up because like I was like, someone has to do it. I was like, fuck, I guess I'll just do it by myself. But as I'm walking there, I see Yasmin running from the other side of the pub. And I was like, thank fuck. Because I was like, Amy, because you were sitting next to me and you were like, nah, I'm not doing it. And I was like, fuck, well, I guess I am. Yasmin runs and I was like, this bitch
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I get on stage, I turn around, Indy runs up, and then we're about to sing, and Kirby's up there too.
Yeah, I will say I kind of peer pressured Kirby into it.
I know, she was her idea.
Oh, that's so funny.
And she's the one that suggested Black Betty.
Yeah.
Like, it was for her.
That's so funny. She loved it. She came back and she was like, never again, never again. I was like, babe, you loved it. I could see. Did you know that Black Betty had such a long instrumental?
No, okay, so the song is about 3 minutes long, and I think two of it is instrumental. Yeah. Which we didn't realize. And it did say really long instrumental.
Yeah. You're so lucky that all four of you are dancers, because they ended up doing like dance solos.
We're doing can-can.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Coogs the next day, because then I was like to the girls, we got to do like a little solo.
Yeah.
So I went up and I did an Irish jig. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then Yaz went up and did a little something. And then Indy went up, turned around and shook her booty.
Yeah.
And Coogs goes, and then all you hear is all these old men go, yeah!
Yeah, because they were on the table right next to us and they were loving it.
And then we were doing the can-can.
Yeah.
Like, we brought the house down.
Literally, it was so funny.
Cook said that only my mic was working.
I think maybe you were just the loudest.
Oh, okay. But to be fair, I don't know why, like, I was, whoa, Black Betty, all three of them, Bam-a-lam, whoa, yeah. But like,
you could definitely hear the Bam-a-lams.
Okay.
So it was working.
But we didn't plan the Bam-a-lam thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, I thought we were all going like, whoa, Black Betty, like all right. Together.
Yeah.
But I just started singing and I was doing a solo.
So funny. And then when they finally, because you know how karaoke, it comes up with the words for like when it's coming next. And so it was instrumental for so long. They were putting on a show. And then as soon as the words come back up, all four of you be like, oh, here we go. Girls, get ready, get ready.
Yeah, and I was like, 5, 6, 7, 8. Wow, Black Betty.
So funny. I have the whole thing recorded.
Yeah, I'm going to get you to airdrop that to me.
Yeah, I will.
It was a vibe.
So funny.
We played pool for hours. I took my shoes off for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was a good night. It was so fun. But anyway.
Yeah.
Shall we move into the questions?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to go like 1, 1, 1, 1?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. My first question is, I'll start with an easy one. What is your favorite podcast title?
Title?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember at the start we used to sit there for ages and just like brainstorm, and now it's like whatever, and I don't know what your title is until it comes out and you don't know mine, but like at the time it was like we would like bounce off each other and come up with a really funny one.
Do you have one?
There's one. I've got to go check what it was, but it was our first ever Christmas episode and it was something about hitting Nana with a chair. And it's to this
throwing
day
throwing a chair at grandma. I think so.
There's been some funny ones back when we like didn't care if it was demonetized or not. Some of them were fucked. The claws kink and throwing a chair at grandma.
Yeah, the claws kink. Because that was the one where I was like, sexy Santa or something like that, yeah. Remember?
Do you want to have a look at some?
Mm.
I remember we used to crack each other up coming up with like, and some of them were very loosely based on things we said in the
one
episode.
One of ours was called, why does size matter? And we were talking about height.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember we made a TikTok out of it and people were like, this has nothing to do with size. And the one about Margot Robbie being your cousin or whatever was literally because you said that she went to the same school as you.
Yeah, I know.
And we probably said the word cousin somewhere else.
Or well, this is a great one. Vom.com, out the car, and Beethoven's titty wonton.
Okay, no, that's the best one.
That's the best one for sure.
What is Beethoven's titty wonton?
It was mentioned in the episode.
I feel like that might have been the whisper challenge.
It was a game, yeah.
Something like that, yeah. That is so funny. Titty wonton.
All right.
Yeah, that's the best
one. My question, my first one, it's like somewhat similar, but what's been your fave pod moment during recording? Okay. So not like we hit this number or whatever, like during us recording, what's been your fave moment?
Oh, there are so many.
I have one.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was when we did that brand deal with Manscaped and we did the 80s aerobic dance routine.
So good.
That's been my favorite.
Yeah.
I think that was my favorite moment because it came together in 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a standout.
And like we got paid to do that.
Yeah. There's right at the start when we were doing brand deals, we would just like give it everything. Not that we don't now, but like we haven't had a podcast one like that for so long. Usually they're like ad reads now. and we would give it everything we had. Remember we did a whole beer pong tournament?
Yes.
That was so fun. Oh, we had a fight
about
that.
It, remember?
Yeah,
about editing, because we lost some of the footage and you wanted to redo the whole thing, but I didn't want to.
Yeah, and I remember halfway through the episode, we had to take a break. All I remember is laying on the floor because I had a stomach ache.
Yeah, that went for hours.
Yeah. It was during COVID.
Yeah.
The drunk episodes were always fun. Yeah. Like that one where you spilt your drink like 3 times.
Yeah.
It's a standout. My next question. Approximately how many podcast-fueled mentee bees do you reckon you've had in the last 3 years?
Ooh. Probably like 4 or 5.
Yeah, there was a point I remember where we just constantly had tech issues. Like every week something went wrong.
Yeah.
And that was when like we were only recording like 1 episode a week. And sometimes it would be like the day before the episode was due. And it was just like
the end of the world.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe I've had like 8 because we had a lot of meltdowns about the merch.
Yeah.
Setting up the website, the designs. Yeah. And we were like, the designs were like launching the next day and we hadn't done them.
Yeah.
And we were like sitting on the floor on Canva at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. And I remember getting up at like 4 a.m. to finish episodes so they could be out.
By 9 a.m.
By 9 a.m. Yeah.
I've had a lot of and then like I literally remember like crying sometimes.
Yeah. I reckon, yeah, I'd be about 6 or 7, I think. Yeah. All fun though, really, isn't it? Wouldn't change it for the world.
All right. What were the topics or the segments in our very first episode?
Oh, God.
It's a little quiz for you.
Is that when we talked about the Halloween party where we dressed up as the people from The Hangover?
Mm-hmm.
There was that.
And there was one more big thing.
Is it a story time?
Like, kind of, but it was like something that we were doing together. And we were both single.
We would, we had a joint Bumble account.
Yeah, we had a joint dating account.
I fully forgot about that.
And then we would message boys.
Yeah.
And it was get them to have a friend and then try and set up dates. Yeah.
I fully forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Was that the one where our question of the podcast was, what would you do if you were a boy for a day? Too? That was really early.
Potentially.
On. Oh my God, I forgot about the Bumble thing.
I know.
That was so funny.
That was like so iconic.
All photos of both of us. And then in the description, it said something about how you can only match if you also have a cute friend.
Very true. And then for Shit We Don't Understand, I guess Bluetooth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all coming back.
Still don't know what Bluetooth does.
Me neither. That's so funny. Oh, I'm too scared to go back and listen to it.
No.
I know it'd be really cringy, but that's a good lineup.
Yeah.
Okay. Expose one thing we've censored in an episode. You know, like literally almost every episode we have to like censor a name or something.
Well, yeah, it's hard because a lot of them are names.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know what story would be what name. Mm-hmm. But what would you uncensor? And sometimes we censor the C word.
I don't think I've ever said the C word on the podcast.
No, I've said it once or twice, but it was like in context.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have bleeped it or censored it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I guess names, but then that's not really juicy for you guys.
No.
I don't know.
What has been your favorite episode to record?
There are some that, like, I don't know what it is, whether we're just, like, in the right mindset or whatever, but there are some episodes that have happened where, like, I've edited them and gone, like, that's a really good episode. And it's not like at the time it was, like, the best thing ever, but you watch it back and you're like, this one for some reason is, like.
There's one, I think it might be episode 20. That we did Say It or Shot It for the first time.
Yeah,
that and was we fun. Also did First Dates.
Yeah.
First date do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
That was a really good episode. I remember laughing the whole time.
Obviously episode 100.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. My actual answer is episode 100 because that was like the funnest thing ever.
Yeah, and our friends were there and so supportive.
Yeah.
That was such a good day.
And I really liked the sticky date countdown.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's episode 69.
Yeah. The ones where we've had our friends on.
Yeah.
Are always fun. There was one and it was like pre's. And we were on.
Pre with us? With the girls?
Brown couch. Yeah. Yeah. And Smelly was there. I can't even remember what we talked about, but I just remember that that was really fun.
Yeah.
To record. And really funny and went for so long.
And we went to Sloppo after.
Yeah. And that was the night. Here we go. We didn't have an answer for the last one, but this maybe kind of works. I had been through a breakup like right before that. And I remember that was the first night where I was like I felt like myself. You know what I mean? Like I remember like hanging out with my friends and it just was like a good night, you know.
Mm.
And we just so happened to record it.
Yeah.
Which was nice. Yeah. I think probably that.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my turn. What is the most awkward time you've been recognized in public?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There was a point where like TikTok was really taking off and it was like we could not go anywhere around young people like without it. Remember like we would – every time we went to Cargo.
Yeah.
I remember there was a couple times where it was like several in one night and I remember being like this is nuts.
Oh, I think I mentioned this but it was kind of awkward a couple months ago. I was out to dinner with – I was on the Central Coast.
Oh, yeah.
And out to dinner with Connor's parents and him and our waitress.
Yeah.
Recognized me and said in front of everyone and like it was it's fine and like she was so lovely and then we went to the restaurant like a month ago and she was there as well and she was like really nice to me. She gave me a free cocktail.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
But it was just somewhat awkward in front of
his
parents.
That's what I was gonna say. The most awkward is probably when it's people there but who they are not know close to it.
Yeah, they know about the podcast and everything but like
It's still like a bit
Mine
might be, I was in Bunnings once looking like an actual toe. Like I remember my skin was breaking out. My hair was filthy. I was in my Bunnings jumper and trackies. Like I was a mess. And it happened in the tool shop at Bunnings.
And then someone commented on the TikTok being like, I saw her at Bunnings yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was rough. But the worst is, when you're like around people who, like it's happened at work a fair bit. Like when I do promo stuff, because obviously you're like out in public and it's like you're working with someone you don't know very well and then someone comes up and goes, are you from TikTok? And it's like a bit uncomfortable because then they walk away and you have to turn to the other person and like explain yourself. Anyway, so probably that.
Yeah, right.
But we really appreciate when people come up to us. Sorry, we should clarify that. And usually it's really nice and really fun, but it's like when it catches you off guard, you're like, oh God, hello, yes. Sorry, I don't look like I do on TikTok right now.
Where do you see the pod going?
It's a good question because we've never had a plan for it.
No.
You know? In all honesty, I think we're at a point where like when it comes back, it's either going to go gangbusters again or potentially like flop, you know.
Yeah.
If it went really well, like I think that it can definitely like open door. Like I've always wanted to, as like a side thing, own my own business. And I think it could really open doors with that. Like I think we could meet a lot of people doing this sort of thing. But yeah, it's hard to know. Like we've never had a plan and this is not something that you can be like, we're going to do this and then, you know, because there's like so many variables.
I've always wanted us to like host something.
That's what I mean. I feel like it could lead to things like that. But yeah, you can't really plan for it.
No.
But yeah, when we come back, if you could just all be really supportive so that it doesn't like actually just, it'd be such a shame if like we've put all of these years into it and then it just like, you know.
Yeah.
I promise it's going to be more fun when we come back.
Yeah, we'll do it. It'll be like probably new structure, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But time will tell. We have no way of knowing.
No.
All right, I've got one more question.
Okay. Oh, I don't have a fifth, so maybe this can be the last one.
Okay. I think this is actually a good way to like finish it off.
Okay.
What would be your primary advice to anyone looking to start a podcast?
If you're like really wanting to do it, don't give up when it gets hard.
That's what I was going to say. It's going to be more work than you think.
Yeah. And we've said that a couple times and we're not saying it. We've said this as well. We're not saying it in a place of complaining or scaring anyone out of it. But it is, if you're doing it yourselves, it is a lot of work. And then don't be scared of all of that work and then let it get overwhelming. Like,
yeah,
just keep going because there are benefits from grinding it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think if you're in it for the right reasons, like if you're doing it because actually it sounds like something that's fun to you and like you enjoy having a chat and you enjoy editing and like all of that sort of stuff, then
I think that was the thing because you and I both liked editing.
Yeah.
I hate it now, but we enjoyed editing it and
All of it has been fun. Whereas I think if you're starting a podcast to like for it to do well or to like then it as soon as it gets hard, you're not going to be able to sustain it.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's really good having someone to hold you accountable. Like the fact there's two of us.
Yeah.
Has really helped because it's like some weeks it's like I don't have a spare second to edit this, but Abby's expecting me to have an episode at 3 o'clock on Monday. So like, therefore I will make it work, you know.
Even like content wise to bring to the table, it's like,
yeah,
we kind of like I come to the episode being like, well, Amy's going to have ideas, so I just can't sit there and listen to her. So I've got to come with ideas too. And it's like, you're kind of the same thing. So we each kind of merge the episode. I mean, we plan the episode for 5 minutes before we hit record. Yeah. But we like merge each other's ideas together. And then that creates the content.
Yeah. It has to be an equal playing field. You're like, the work has to be spread evenly. And of course there have been times where it's like, I've had so much on my plate, so Abby's had to pick up the slack a little bit. Or like, you know, like of course life stuff happens, but like there needs to be, if you're doing it with someone, make sure it's someone that you trust and you know will like put the work in.
Yeah.
Otherwise you'll hate each other by the end. But if you're thinking about it, you should definitely do it because it's been like the most fun, you know?
Yeah, because it's fun because it's like we just sit here and chat.
Yeah.
I mean, it obviously depends on what your podcast theme and whatnot would be, but if it's just like a hangout with the girls or gays and theys or whatever, like it's just fun.
Yeah.
And I still like when I'm uploading things and I see our like numbers and our stats on our like the personal stats that we can see, like not everyone else can see them, and I'm always like, wow, that many people listen. Like it's weird to think that big number is individual people.
Yeah, if you try and picture them in a room.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're very grateful.
We are very grateful for you guys. And we've said it a bunch of times, but we wouldn't be here without you.
No.
And we love you so much. And we really hope that you guys can support us when we come back.
Yeah. It won't be too long. For you guys, like for us, it's going to feel like a while because we've got a long time before.
Yeah.
But for you guys, it's only going to be a couple of months.
Yeah.
And this is definitely not the end. We have exciting things to come back to.
Yes.
I was going to say we have exciting things planned, but that would be kind of a lie.
Because there's nothing planned yet. But we're going to use this time to inspire ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. And get it all sorted.
Yeah. Big things. All exciting. Can't wait to hear all about Germany.
Yeah.
And hopefully
and
I'll be
in your cruise.
Yes, my cruise. And hopefully I will have done something exciting in the few months that you've been gone. What's going on? I'll be a uni graduate when we come back.
Yeah, you'll be a big girl.
Yeah, I'll have a bachelor.
You bachy in paradise.
Creative arts, but it still counts.
It still counts.
Anyway, thank you as always for tuning in. We love you so very much. Make sure you keep up to date on our TikTok and Instagram. As I said, that's where like most of the notifications we're coming through, and like TikTok will still be posting things, you know. So do you have anything to add?
No, I think that's it, guys.
Lovely. Pre-loved clothing and merch is still available this whole time. So, yeah. You know, yeah, check that out.
Bye, besties, and stay sexy.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.